and two together, perfect harmony we've found. We know it's only natural. Let's do it. I just wanna make out what you're saying.
Read my lips, it's what you're looking for.
Here I am, a sneaking behind you.
You can always come in my back door.
Let's do it.
I don't get it.
Was that John C. Reilly? He's a pretty good singer.
He is, yes.
I'll be rich.
I think we should do that song.
Hey. I think you should too.
Let's do it.
Do it.
On do it.
Side of the street.
Something I almost never do last night. I stayed up and watched some late-night stuff that I normally don't watch. I watched Letterman. And then I watched Craig Ferguson. This guy is insane. Have you ever watched it?
Yes.
He's silly. He's almost too silly.
He does a totally different show than every other late-night host.
It's not like anybody's show. And now he's got this skull character named Jeff or something.
I haven't seen that yet,
yeah,
no.
Standing off to the side like he's the Alan Calder of the show.
And, do you find him hard to understand if
yes,
he talks too fast?
Yes, I do. That's one complaint, is that the audience will laugh and something will fly by, and I have to go back, and I missed it. Well, what did he say? He gets a little...
That Scottish brogue.
Yeah, but he's... He's original. He is.
Yeah.
He does. You can't ever accuse him of. He's trying to be like Dave or Conan or. He is his own act and. But you know what I mean by that silliness, that almost effeminate sort of prissing that he does and that look that he gives. But I guess that's just part of it. But he's flat out funny, man. I hadn't seen that show for a long time, and then I watched Letterman. I got a big kick out of all the Bin Laden stuff. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I would like to start off by reading an email, and I won't mention her last name or his last name. The name is Pat, and like the Saturday Night Live character, I don't know if this is male or female. Yeah, there's nothing in the email that would give that away. Because if this Pat had said, well, my husband and I were... Well, even that wouldn't... You know,
my
that
partner,
could still be...
My partner, Terry.
Could still be a guy.
My partner, Terry.
No. If it were a male and he said, my husband and I still can't assume because you have a husband, you're female.
Yeah.
Guys have husbands now. But here's what Pat says. And what I find interesting about this is I've said this before. Somebody listens and listens and listens, and they like the show, and they're longtime followers, and you say something they don't agree with. It's not like you've issued a statement that's, your facts are wrong, or you've said an untruth. It's just your feeling. And if it doesn't match theirs, they're done with you. You know, here's what she says. Pat says,
yeah, I know, Pat. We don't know what you are.
Okay. I was extremely disappointed in your comments today regarding the killing of Osama bin Laden and your degrading comments about those who were disturbed by the cheers and celebrations of killing. Let me stop right there. Does anybody remember, and for those who don't know how this works, these people in this room don't kiss my butt because they work for me. They ridicule me. They correct me every time I make a mistake. They point out that I've made a mistake. They're brutal to me. If I had degraded anybody, they would tell me. Did I degrade people who were bothered? I think I said, I can't understand how anybody could be bothered. That's not degrading.
Right, you just wanted to hear why people were upset.
And
the ones
I asked
that were.
For calls, and we didn't get one call. I said, if you're bothered that people are celebrating, call me. I'd like to understand what there is to be bothered about. So, again, Pat says, I was extremely disappointed in your comments today regarding the killing of Osama bin Laden and your degrading comments about those who were disturbed by the cheers and celebrations of killing. I was especially turned off by the comments that you hoped he suffered greatly and would want to shake the hand of the man who did it. Let me stop right there, Pat. You were turned off that I said I hoped he suffered and that I'd like to shake the hand of the man who did it. Pat, I got to tell you something. I don't know where you're coming from, and I can't begin to imagine why that would bother anybody. I do hope he suffered. And I think 99.999999999999999%. And that's almost everybody.
Yeah.
Would agree with me that he should suffer.
I think that's just about 100%.
Pretty close. Pat goes on to say, we were all horrified by the fact that there was cheering by some in the Arab countries when the World Trade Centers were hit, yet we will stoop to the same level. I'll stop again. And I emailed Pat back and I said, Pat, there's a world of difference between people cheering for the mass murder of innocent people like the Arab countries did and the cheering for the killing of one monster who caused those deaths. Apples and oranges.
I wonder if Pat feels the same way about if somebody were to say they enjoyed Adolf Hitler's suffering before he died. Would she still feel
apparently
the same
so
way, or like Mussolini or no, any of the
she
other...
No, she doesn't think that you should be you should
anybody.
Celebrate anybody's suffering. Well, Pat, I couldn't disagree with you more. We're stooping to the same level? What are you drinking? No, we're not. They cheered over killing 3,000 people in this country who did nothing to them. We're cheering about the death of a guy who did everything horrible to us. And then she has to bring this into it. I don't know your faith, but in the original Christian faith, to kill is sometimes necessary for the good of all. Not a sport to be enjoyed. Did I say it was a sport? Did I say that I thought killing should be a sport? I don't believe I did. I don't believe... You're taking this in a whole different direction, Pat. Saying that killing is a sport and we should enjoy it is a far cry from what we're talking about here. My respect for you, she says, and this is the best part, my respect for you along with some others has dropped several notches. Who are the others? The millions of people who agree with me? Her respect.
Or the other radio people who said the same thing.
Well, then she's lost respect for an awful lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Pat, you can't watch Letterman anymore, or Craig Ferguson, or Kimmel, or Leno. You can't watch any of those people because they were celebrating this as well. And I heard a lot of very funny jokes about essentially a wonder if he said this, that, or the other. It all had to do with him, you know, suffering or being afraid or whatever. So, Pat, I'm sorry your respect for me has dropped several notches. My respect for you hasn't dropped at all. And you know why? And I wrote her this, because I believe you have a right to think that what I think is wrong. And I don't disrespect you for that. You choose to. I guess that's just you. So thank you, Pat, for the email. Sorry, my respect, your respect for me has dropped several notches, and I'm sorry that you were especially turned off by the fact that I said I hoped he suffered and I wanted to shake the hand of the man who shot him. That part really baffles me, but I love email.
I do.
And I read them all. You can't respond to them all, but I thought Pat deserved a response, because I think Pat has every right to be a bleeding heart, every right to think that no one should suffer, and if that's what she thinks. I couldn't disagree more, and I will never change my mind. I think there are people who deserve to suffer the most horrific pain and torture that a human being can know. Hitler would have been one. Anyone who does anything to my wife or kids would be another. You do something to them, I want you to beg me to kill me to take you out of your pain. I hope that's clear.
I think that's crystal.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Some things I don't sugarcoat and I don't back up on and I don't dilute in any way. I don't care what anybody thinks. There's evil in the world and there are rotten people, and I don't think you should just poof be put away. You should have to beg. You're in such pain, you should beg to be killed. I don't have a problem with that in the world with a guy like this. Burke segment. Anybody?
I do.
Well, I'd like to turn it. Now, there was a sort of a tentative from Tina.
I was waiting for
Tina.
The right moment.
Tina, who, by the way, has become cuter in the 2 or 3 years. How long have you been here?
2.5.
You're cuter now than when you started here.
Thank you.
You're getting young. You're going backwards. I mean that.
That would be nice.
Did you have something for the Burke segment?
I guess not.
All right.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
That's about it.
Lauren, I got an idea. Why don't you go in your office and be quiet?
That was her voice.
Yeah. I now turn it over to our control board operator, the one, the only, Eon the Peon. What do you have, Eon?
I saw this giant truck. It was an iron, I guess, waste truck. Driving
wow,
on the
who
highway.
Has iron waste? You're eating the wrong stuff.
Man.
Oh, man.
Need to get
you know,
some
it's
fiber.
Like the scrap yards where they take old metal on. And it had a bunch of shopping carts in it. And so I started thinking, I go, well, what happens to, I'm assuming shopping carts can just be pressed down
melted.
And remelted again.
They melt them. Yeah.
But then I started thinking about the shopping cart manufacturers. Like, that pretty much hasn't changed in a long time, right? It's pretty much it's been the same
cart
design.
They're probably more plastic.
No upgrade.
No, you know what? He's right. It's the same cart that's
same
been
cart.
For 50 years.
Same
they make
wheels.
Them, they always make them with that one wobbly wheel. Mm-hmm. That's how they make them.
I can't believe there's been no advancement.
Okay, but here, now that you mention this, here's what I can't believe. Have you ever in your life met, and you know how many shopping carts there are in the world? Home Depot, Lowe's,
a
all
worker
the supermarkets.
At a factory or something.
But have you ever met a guy? What do? I build shopping carts. Mm. Never. Have you ever heard of a shopping cart plant?
How many are there,
no.
You think? What would your guess be?
I bet there's not that many.
That is a great question. There are millions of shopping
and
carts.
And then you've got the little one, the little shopping carts like they have at Walgreens and stuff like that.
And how does one company go about trying to
outsell
the other one when their carts essentially probably look the same.
But that's no different than golf carts. How do you get your golf carts in a country club as opposed to somebody else's golf cart? It's all about bulk price and bidding and salesmanship.
Is there like a convention every year, a shopping cart people go to that shows new accessories?
You know what? They go to Vegas and they open the stage and the curtain opens the 2011 shopping cart deluxe.
They're all chromed out, shiny chrome.
Yeah. Here's the new one for kids. Here's the new one with the car.
Oh,
you know,
that's
the
newest
one
too. It's all the kid accessories.
Yeah.
It's gigantic.
But what you've just done is make me wonder why I have never seen an article, heard a story about a company that makes shopping carts.
There should be a show designated just for that, like that shows background of stuff like that that people don't ever
common
really get to know about.
Well, and it's not like it's something obscure. I can go within a mile of where we're sitting right now. I bet you there are 20,000 shopping carts.
Oh, yeah, sure. Everywhere.
So this is a big product.
And if you can get money for scrap metal, how come people aren't stealing shopping carts?
Oh, they do steal shopping
carts.
Yeah,
they do.
They do.
That's a big problem. Yeah. Homeless people steal them all the time. You see them going out
yeah,
through the shopping
yeah,
cart.
Yeah, bag ladies.
Oh,
they
yeah.
Always
shopping,
shopping
cart theft is a big deal. And it's usually somebody, when nobody's looking, who just takes it and pushes it off. You don't throw it in your car.
Right.
You know, they just push it off the lot.
Yeah.
That's a good topic, shopping carts.
I'd like to see if we can learn anything about
it. I'd like to see the world to sing in perfect harmony.
Hey, a bunch of people are calling. There's a shopping cart factory on Boshertown Road over there.
Get out of here.
Right over? Oh, yeah. No kidding.
Never heard of it.
They said it's the biggest building out there.
Never heard of it.
Wow.
What's the building say on it? Shopping cart building?
I don't know.
You know what? The building ought to look like a shopping cart.
It should. Shaped
like... You know those Longaberger baskets? Uh-huh. You heard of these things?
Uh-huh.
These overpriced
yes.
Baskets? Their building is a big basket. Have you ever seen this
no.
thing? Go online.
Oh, yes, I've seen it.
It's
yeah.
unbelievable.
It's cool.
A giant basket. Looks just like a basket.
It's like the giant shopping cart that's always in the parades here.
Well,
yeah.
Speaking
been
of
doing
parades,
that forever.
My sister-in-law's sister is going to be in the parade up in Florissant, and she sells, it's a company called 21 or something, they sell bags. And she was talking about decorating a truck. I said, wouldn't it be great if you had a gigantic shopping cart and you could be the bag lady?
Well, they have it.
Big, giant shopping cart.
It's huge. It's in every parade. The only...
Yeah.
And look, I do not mean this in any kind of bad way. I don't go to very many parades at all, and I've seen that thing about six times. And every
is
time
there only one?
I think it's the
giant
one. No, it's homemade. The guy made it.
Yeah.
He took... Well,
it's got a motor on it, and it's a car.
Oh,
it
looks like Paul Bunyan's family shopping
You've
cart.
You've never seen that cart in a parade?
Oh, they drive it? Oh, it's great. But I think lots of people have seen it. Here it comes again.
It is fun to see because he's got a loud engine on it with mufflers.
Oh, it's very clever.
You were selling bags and had bags hanging all around the whole shopping cart, and you were
in the
real
cart.
Bag lady.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go.
Throw that
That's
idea.
A good idea.
What else do you have?
That was it.
Anybody?
Dan, nothing from you?
No, nothing.
We might want to get off the phone.
He's answering
phone
calls.
He's talking to everybody. That's what he's doing.
This is Victoria Babu. Join me this Saturday at 8 p.m. for a special edition of my show, Smart Living. If Black Friday has you wanting for more, Cyber Monday is coming up. My shopping expert will tell us how to make sure you really know if you're getting a good deal. Life coach Jill Farmer helps us keep calm through the chaos of this holiday season, plus keeping our pets safe. Dr. Oz's veterinarian shares some overlooked holiday hazards that could hurt your pet. Plus, we'll check in with the Stop Diabetes Movement. Join me Saturday at 8 p.m. for a special edition of Smart Living right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS is playing Santa again with the U.S. Marines for the 2011 Big 550 Nestle Purina Toy Drive. Join us on Friday, December 9th at Plaza Frontenac, where Steve Cochran will broadcast live from 9 a.m. till noon, followed by J.C. Corcoran and Trish Gazelle from noon to 3. Light up the life of a needy child by dropping off your new unwrapped Toys for Tots donation at one of our drop boxes at Plaza Frontenac during the broadcast. The Big 550 Nestle Purina Toy Drive is brought to you by Mr. B's Pool Centers, where your family fun is our family business. Go to mrbpools.com. And by St. Louis University Department of Neurosurgery, caring for patients every day. Happy holidays from the Big 550 KTRS.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab. Over the last 25 years, Garden View Care Center has learned that people who have diseases such as dementia or Alzheimer's almost always, sooner or later, require skilled nursing. So why would you choose a facility for mom or dad that offers only assisted living when you and your loved ones are going to have to go through the stress of moving all over again? At Garden View Care Center, you never have to move again to get the care you need, because the assisted living help you need now and the skilled nursing help you may need later are all available on-site from Garden View Care Center. Garden View Care Center has been around for well over 25 years, and they're experts when it comes to Alzheimer's and dementia care, and they have assisted living suites now available for mom, dad, or both. GVCC.com is the website, or 636-449-7575. They have three locations throughout the St. Louis metropolitan area. GVCC.com or 636-449-7575. For assisted living and skilled nursing, it's Garden View Care Center.
If you're planning a trip,
I go to one of those internet sites.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Instead, you should contact Classic Traveling Cruises in Lake St. Louis.
Really?
Harry, Shelley, Laura, Christy, Hannah, and Connie have over 100 years of combined service and experience, so you get an experienced human to answer questions. Try that on one of those websites. And Classic Traveling Cruises does not charge a fee.
No fee?
No fee. At Classic Traveling Cruises, 1313 Lake St. Louis Boulevard, right off I-70. And gift certificates are available for that special holiday gift. For more, go to Classic Traveling. STL.com.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman, KTRS legal analyst and Wednesday's Carousel of Co-Hosts on the Showgram with JC and Trish, asking you to join me Saturdays at 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS for my own show, Night Court, where we discuss today's hottest legal topics in a totally different way. That's Night Court, Saturdays at 5 on the Big 550 KTRS. Night Court, because you can't really make fun of the legal system until you understand it.
St. Louis Crisis Nursery is celebrating 25 years of saving babies' lives, keeping kids safe and building strong families. Learn how you can make a difference by volunteering or donating to Crisis Nursery. Visit crisisnurserykids.org. The Crisis Nursery helpline is also available 24 hours a day. If you or someone you know needs help, call 314-768-3201 or 636-947-0600.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
This is the best of the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Great song. All right, now you can light these lines up. Any more Burke segment? I didn't kick anybody to the curb here, did I? Okay. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Those are our numbers. You dial them up. Dan will take your name. First come, first serve. You go on the screen. Love to hear from people who've never called before. If you've never called, you don't even have to have a reason to call. You could just call to be saying, hey, I've never called before. Now I can say that I have. That's fine. We don't care. A lot of the comedians taking shots at Bin Laden. It was a lot of fun to watch that last night. And I found something very fascinating. Let me stop here and say, what happened to Deborah Norville? Did you see her?
No.
Oh, my goodness. She still does one of those entertainment
right.
shows. She used to be a babe. Her face.
Really?
I'm thinking she might have...
Plastic surgery?
Yeah, botched something up. She does not look good at all. But I think it might have been that show, and now the phones are all lit up. I'm going to get right to you. You see the house that Bin Laden's brother lived in outside of L.A. until about 10, 12 years ago when they hustled him out of this country after 9/11? It's pretty interesting. It's on the market for about $2 million. It's was a beautiful house. Now it's just, if you leave a house sitting
kind
10 years,
run down, yeah,
windows busted out, whatever. And they said the realtor was quoted as saying they can't get any interest in it because of the fact, not even just that Bin Laden's brother lived there, because his brother is not the monster. I don't know anything about his brother, but they say that at one time Osama Bin Laden visited his brother and actually stood in that house. And to a lot of people, that's almost like having the ghost of Satan in your house. They don't want to be in a home where that guy stood in there. Now, personally, I don't know. But I don't know that I'd want the wrath and ridicule of neighbors and other people that might come with buying that house. I mean, there aren't crazy people. There are people that would
put a big giant American flag up or something, try to wash away
the... I think there are still people that would say, how can you live in the home that was belonged to the brother? There are just people like that.
Yeah.
I think I could see where that's going to be a tough sell. You have to tear that house down. And it's quite a house. And build a new one up there. All right, off to the phones we go. Up first, Jeff. Hello, Jeff. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great, too. Thank you.
Awesome. You were talking about Craig Ferguson a little bit earlier.
Yeah, he's a goofy guy.
He is a goofy guy. I was going to say, I know you don't like to read a whole lot of books in a year, but
yeah,
his autobiography is fascinating.
Well, doesn't he have a real colorful history? He was a drug addict or a drunk. Or something.
Yeah.
And he was was he a stand-up comic or what did he do?
He was a stand-up comic, and he started off performing under the name Bing Hitler.
Wow, good idea.
Wow.
He tried to shoot himself in the foot over and over again professionally and finally kind of came out of the stupor.
Yeah, how old is he?
I'm not real sure.
What do you think? How old do you think?
I would guess right around 50.
50? Yeah. I'll tell you something. He finally... This is a good example of a guy who you think overnight is a big star, but you read the book, I didn't, but I'll bet you this guy clawed and scratched his way through gutters and along the way to get to the top.
And I don't remember.
Finally found the notch.
Being that funny on Drew Carey.
Another big part of his book was about how important it was for him to get to America.
Yeah.
Just to visit here, and then once he got here, to become a citizen. So.
Yeah, he makes it very clear. He loves this country. Yeah, he's a great patriot. No, he's a funny, goofy, weird guy, but it's refreshing because it's not like anything else. What's the name of that book?
It's called American on Purpose.
Okay, I may have to look. I'll throw that in my iPad. That'd be something to do while I'm sitting around an airport sometime. I appreciate the call, Jeff.
All right, have a good day.
Thank you. American on Purpose. What a great name. I mean, right there, you know, this guy loves being a citizen. Hello, George.
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
AM and a PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Talking about the shopping carts, I got a friend of mine's manager for Schnucks, and we've talked about this before. Yes, people do steal them. That's why they spend a lot of money to put those little locking hubs on them when you go past the hidden wire in the parking lot. Grocery stores pay $350 a piece for shopping carts.
That sounds high to me. Hey, go back for a minute. What is this underground thing? Are you telling me it's like an invisible fence? If you cross a certain point,
yeah,
the wheels lock up?
Dog. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mostly in the city, the urban areas. But, you know, because it costs so much to replace the carts, they put these little, one of the front wheels has got a retractable hub.
Mm-hmm.
And if you pass the perimeter, this thing flips over so that front wheel locks up.
Well, that's why they cost $350.
Wow. Yeah,
that kind of jacks the price up a little.
No, it's $350 without that. That's like low jack. That's an add-on.
No, that really surprises me. I would have thought a shopping cart in bulk like that would cost them about $75, $80.
Oh no, they buy them used for that, and then you guys are talking about you've never heard of a shopping cart factory,
right?
There are shopping cart rehab places.
Oh, I don't doubt
where.
That.
They put new wheels on them.
Well, if you think about it, they're pretty sturdy. I mean, it's metal. The only thing that really craps out is those wheels.
Right.
And maybe a handle needs to be, you know, redone.
Rusty.
Well, when they buy them, they got to put all new handles on them because it's got their store logo.
Yeah.
And then the little flip-down seat for the kitty where the kids sit. They changed those out with their store logo. So
hey, do you remember a few years ago when some of the stores had carts with GPSs on them?
Yes, and an actual screen with like specials and stuff.
That's a little bit much. I mean, if you can't find the milk, you need a GPS screen to tell it you take you to the milk department. That now you're talking about getting expensive. And I think they did away with
it. They try to recoup some of their costs. That's why you see ads on the carts now.
Yeah. All right.
Sell that ad space.
Well, thank you for the information.
You guys have a good afternoon.
All right, George, you too. $350.
What do you think a store has? 200 at a time? 300?
I would say the average decent sized store would have, easily a couple hundred carts.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
And all the way from Florissant, Missouri, Marv. Hello, Marv.
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
I've never been better. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Did Dan tell you about that, your name being in the paper yesterday morning?
You know, he mentioned something about it, and I didn't see it.
Yeah, I told him. What it was, you know, the old car guy?
Bruce Koontz?
Bruce Koontz, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, he was doing an article yesterday morning about the old LaSalle, you know, the Cadillac LaSalle.
Mm-hmm.
And as he was describing them, he was talking about how they were made back in the 30s and 40s, and you could get a custom, and he said... you know, it came in certain models. And occasionally, however, and then parentheses, it says, and there's always a however in life, right?
Yeah, I believe that's called stealing.
And then it said AM and the PM, and
good
then he went on with the rest of the story. So
good for him.
I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
Yeah, I'm good for him. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And also on this shopping cart thing, just one. I like to watch the science channels and Discovery and all that kind of thing. And there's been, a number of shows showing how they manufacture carts.
Marv, I'm going to say something to you.
Yes, sir.
And I don't mean this in a bad way at all, but when you call, you always sound like you're running from the law. You've got that kind
of... Out of breath?
No, he's got that kind of a... Yeah, Frank, and then he'll drop down a bit. Like, you're not running from the police or anything, are you? You're not wanted? Are you on the wanted? Uh-oh.
You
maybe,
blew
maybe,
up Marv's
maybe,
cover.
Hey, Marv?
Oh?
Are you in the witness protection program?
Don't you remember when I came down to your place and brought you a bunch of fried okra?
A long time ago.
Yeah, that's been a long time ago, before I retired.
Oh, yeah, and I remember then your name was Gerald.
That's right.
Okay, it is witness
sense.
Protection.
Yeah.
So go ahead, shopping carts, go ahead.
Okay, well, one last thing. There used to be a company, I don't know if it's still there, up on the north end of St. Louis, called Wire Rack Manufacturing. And they used to make that sort of thing, carts and all. And but if you like to watch the TV, like I say, Discovery Science Channel, they show the various kind of plastic ones. You know, they got them almost all plastic nowadays. And so anyway, if the shows are there.
No, you know what? That's right. Some of the big hardware stores, they're like little squares. They're like made of Legos or something.
They're lighter.
They have at Target, too.
That's right. They are lighter. It seemed to me like that'd be the way to go.
And then Aldi's, you know, you got to put a quarter. They got them all chained together. And in order to get a cart, you got to stick a quarter in the slot.
Well, yeah, who charges a quarter
for
a
cart? Well,
you
get it back when you put your
cart. Yeah, you get it back.
Who does that?
Aldi's. Make sure you put your cart back.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be.
It's a rent-a-cart.
No kidding.
Yeah. So, but if you could get, you know, you could get a $300 cart for a quarter.
Well,
wouldn't look at it that way. You know?
Well, Marv, thanks for encouraging everybody to steal carts. Way to go.
Bye.
All right, thank you, Marv. Yeah. Marv with advice on how to steal a cart. How to get a cart for a quarter. How we doing? I can get to Dan, I believe, at least. Hello, Dan. Oh, Dan.
Frank?
Yes.
Hey, Frank. First time I call in, I just want to say hi.
Well, how are you?
I'm great. I'm 63. I don't know if that's what your favorite age or not, but
well, I don't have a favorite age for men.
That's what I thought. I'm a little bit of an old timer. I've heard you mention Davy Lee. I wondered if you. I assume you knew. I wondered if you ever met any of the old timers. When I was a kid in the 50s, these little towns over in Illinois didn't have a radio station, so we'd call in and hear Rex Davis tell which schools were closed.
Yeah.
But when I went over to the garage where my dad worked, he was listening to KSTL 690, old Skitchaney.
Well, you know what? I've heard the name. I'm not. You're a lot older than I am. And, so I've heard that. Shut up, you guys. So I've heard that name, but I don't know who that is. I never heard him. Rex Davis obviously worked at the other AM station for a long time.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But,
okay. Thanks, Frank.
All right. You bet. Call anytime, Dan.
Okay.
All right. It's good to get that first call out of your system.
Yes.
Kind of like losing your virginity, you know. A little bit, a little awkward the first time. And here
then
we go.
Then you can't wait to call again.
That's right. Here we go to Mohammed. Hello, Mohammed. Is it Mohammed or Mohammed?
No, Mohammed.
Okay, Dan messed it up, and I apologize for that.
That's always the case.
Right? you're absolutely right. What's up, Mohammed?
Nothing much. I'm just calling you guys because I tried to call you yesterday. I'm a Muslim American Egyptian who lives here in St. Louis since 1997.
Mm-hmm.
And what a glorious day. What a good day we had yesterday.
Well, we couldn't agree with you more. Did you hear Mo on yesterday from Mo's Pasta Bowl?
I got into the end, but I was in my garage show yesterday in the morning.
Who?
I expressed my feeling as a Muslim American Egyptian, and I cannot be proud. And I tried to call to congratulate you guys as well. Because that's the most beautiful day. Because I've been here when September 11 happened, and my wife, she was pregnant two months of my daughter, and I've been interviewed that time in TV. But I never been happy as of yesterday, because as American, as a Muslim, I need to stop people to think like the Muslim people, they take Bin Laden as a hero or something. That's not really the truth. The truth is this guy, his hand has a lot of blood of innocent people in his hand, and he's not a hero at all, and thank God he is gone, and gone for good.
All right, Mohammed, and I wish you could have heard Mo yesterday. His whole he really did. I got so many emails from people saying they were just captivated by what Mo had to say. Mm-hmm. He's also a Muslim and has Mo's Pasta Bowl, but I appreciate your call, Mohammed. I really do.
Thank you guys, and have a wonderful afternoon.
All right, thank you. Another proud American patriot who is also Muslim. Why would he tell us that he called another radio station?
Because
he
no.
McGraw.
McGraw's on our morning show.
He's on here?
Yes, mm-hmm. He's on our station.
What time?
6 to.
When did that happen?
10.
About a week ago.
Yeah, he just came over here.
Wow.
They haven't put the memo.
Well, let's
yet.
Make him welcome.
Yeah.
Let's be sure to make him welcome when we run into him.
Steve Cochran.
Where could we put Regis? Where would Regis fit?
The Cochran Show.
CSI Miami with the guy with the glasses.
David Caruso.
David Caruso. We put Regis on instead.
Weekday mornings at 10.
Does he take the glasses off when he says this stupid line, or does he put them on?
No, he puts them on.
The Big 550.
Puts them on and he says, Looks like we've got a cold one here. And it's a dead guy in a freezer.
KTRS.
Hi, folks. It's Dean Barber, host of America's Wealth Management Show. This month, we'll be answering all of your email questions about Social Security. You could submit your questions at our website, americaswealthmanagementshow.com. Don't be fooled into thinking the Social Security Administration can give you retirement advice about one of your most valuable assets. They can't. Visit americaswealthmanagementshow.com to ask your question and listen to the answer on America's Wealth Management Show every Saturday afternoon at 3 on 550 KTRS.
Hey, it's Trish Gazelle. When you think of roofing, you think of John Beal. When you think of windows, you should also think of John Beal. They carry St. Louis's finest quality replacement windows and siding products in St. Louis. This is the highest quality window you can get in St. Louis, and John Beal is putting their name behind it. They have been in St. Louis for three generations, and they want to make sure that when you are fixing your home, that you do it right the first time. They don't want you to put a Band-Aid on it. These are the energy-efficient windows. You're actually going to save money on your utilities. So give them a call. They are available 24/7, 314-429-6000 for John Beal Windows. Tell them Trish sent you. You can go online as well at johnbealinc.com. They have the strongest warranties in the industry. If you find the same product at a lower price, John Beal will match your price and pay you the difference plus a $50 bonus. Call for John Beal Windows today, 314-429-6000.
Shop Lowe's for incredible Black Friday savings. Take home an 18-volt DeWalt drill for only $99, a savings of $80. You can also buy a 14-gallon shop vac wet dry vac for just $29, a savings of $50. For these and more great Black Friday values, shop Lowe's through Monday. Stores open at 5 a.m. on Friday. Or get a head start by shopping at Lowe's.com Thanksgiving Day with free parcel shipping through Monday. Hurry in. Supplies won't last long. Lowe's. Never stop improving. Offers valid 11/24 through 11/28.
Now, back to the best of the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Brian Williams was on David Letterman last night. How does that happen? He's the NBC nightly news.
Dave really likes him.
Yeah, I think he's
But there was a time when you would never see that happen. CBS was not going to have the NBC anchor on their show.
But I never understood that, though, just because of news, because you have people from all kinds of different channels, shows on your
late night show. But you didn't used to. I'm telling you,
yeah,
there
they
was
couldn't even say.
No.
He's on a show on that other
network. Yeah. They used to be on Carson, and they'd say it's another network. Or if they said it, they'd bleep it out. They'd edit it out. That's how different things are now. I just thought it was very odd to see Brian Williams on Letterman. And I hope this doesn't come off wrong. I don't know anything about women's clothing, okay? I'm not gay. I'm not a designer. I really never notice women's clothing unless I see something that just jumps out at me as, wow, this person really needs some help. And I, like Vicki Newton, I made it very clear. I watch the Channel 4 news. That's what I watch. That's the newscast I watch every night. And ladies, you'd have to tell me that dress Vicki Newton had on last night, it looked like she had just come from a wedding reception or something, and it just didn't do her justice. I hate that I'm even saying this. It sounds gay.
Oh, yeah.
It makes me sound gay. Like
a little catty.
Or gay, like I'm trying to start designing clothes or something. But man, Vicki, whoever told you to wear that dress?
How'd Larry's suit look?
Larry's suit looked fine. Okay. You know, I wouldn't know a man's suit. If a guy was wearing a suit from 30 years ago, I could not tell you. It's about, the width of lapels or something?
Or a $3,000 suit. How can you?
Yeah, lapel.
I can't tell that.
I can't tell
anything. Can't tell until you open the jacket, look at the label.
Well, I wouldn't even know that.
Now, a couple of things. Last night, I went and I got the iPad out and I watched the correspondence dinner, the White House correspondence dinner. Folks, I think it's a shame this is only on C-SPAN. This is one of the most entertaining things in the course of the year, and it's brutal. It's brutal. They're brutal to the president. He takes funny jabs. And I will say this, forget your politics, whether you like this president or don't. He absolutely got an A-plus for his performance at this correspondence dinner. It was hysterical. And Donald Trump took a beating. They shredded this guy. His expression in the audience was not a good one. This guy was about to explode. He was so mad. They raked him over the coals. Seth Meyers was the guest comedian. He bombed as much as he was funny, but when he hit a home run, it was a home run. You can go on YouTube and just pull up White House Correspondents' Dinner, and you'll see all of it, or the parts you want to see. And then it led me to a speech that Donald Trump made April 28th to a women's Republican group in Las Vegas. Just watch it. That's all I'm going to say. Just watch it. And if I say too much more, then it'll start to have leanings one way or the other, and you'll start to know what I think, and who cares what I think. I just think it's interesting and entertaining. You need to watch it. Vegas, April 28th, Trump speech. You search it, you'll find it. What else? Oh, play them this. This is unbelievable. When they killed Osama bin Laden, Sunday night was when they made the announcement. I'm in the car and I get a text. And the text was from a friend. I got three or four texts. But one of the texts says, turn on the news. Obama has been shot and killed. Obama. And I thought, what? And then I turn on the... I'm in the car, so I flipped over to a news station, a satellite all-news channel. And then, of course, I get another text, and I realize it's not Obama. Listen to this. These are actual newscasters around the country who all made that same mistake. These are real newscasts, and if somebody just turned on the radio and didn't know better, if you're prone to quick heart attacks from shock before you could realize it was a mistake, there could have been people just drop over dead. Listen to this.
President Obama is in fact dead. It was a U.S.-led strategic, Osama bin Laden is dead, a strategic operation. They caught him in a mansion.
So, after decades of searching and a worldwide manhunt, federal agents discovered Obama's secret location. They first got a hint of it back in August of last year. And this morning we're learning some new details about exactly where he was hiding out.
That would make a difference.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Obama's dead. I don't care.
That's Geraldo.
Yeah. Osama bin Laden is dead. I don't care how he died, bullet or bomb or missile, but...
Let's walk you through what he just told us. He unveiled details that have never before been heard about how Obama was killed and what led to the American forces finding out where he was. Man. It started when Obama took office. He directed the head of the CIA to make killing Obama their number
one. She did twice!
Three times! Well, two times.
They got a possible lead on where Obama might be hiding.
Three
he
times!
Located, possibly, they believed at that time, in a compound deep within Pakistan.
Pakistan?
Wow.
Oh, I heard that, too, a lot of Pakistan.
Oh, yeah, what is that? Now, all of a sudden...
I'm assuming that's probably the preferred pronunciation over
all
there.
All of a sudden,
Pakistan.
Pakistan.
Yeah,
great. Get real.
Okay. Emek Vaz is in Pakistan.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
Fresh and flavorful. That's Red Diamond Tea. It tastes that way because it's made that way. Every day we brew our tea fresh from tea leaves, not in mixes or powders. Made fresh and delivered fresh to your grocery, ready to drink. There's an art to making a perfect glass of iced tea, and we practice it every day. Drink fresh. Drink Red Diamond.
Shop Lowe's for incredible Black Friday savings. Get a head start on Lowe's.com Thanksgiving Day. Or shop on Friday starting at 5 a.m. Lowe's, never stop improving. It's Nissan's most wonderful sale of the year. Through November 30th, get extra holiday bonus cash only during this event. Visit ChooseNissan.com or your local dealer.
Got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourself.